Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. More children are falling victim to the flu.
Flu activity is high across the nation, and 13 more children have died from influenza in just a week's time, bringing the total number of deaths to 105, according to Atlanta-based CDC. The influenza B strain, which tends to be more common in children, has caused a majority of the deaths.
This year's flu vaccine, though, is working, according to the CDC.
The flu vaccine is offering protection against influenza, according to Brendan Flannery with the CDC. So just how effective is the flu shot?
Well, the overall estimate is 45%. So we're saying that that's equivalent to reducing the need to go to a doctor for influenza by about half.
We are now in our second wave of flu this season. Earlier, it was mostly type A that was spreading. Now it's type B, both especially bad in children.
The U.S. government says Americans should heed travel warnings when it comes to the coronavirus.
The U.S. government has already evacuated hundreds of American citizens from China, but Ian Brownlee with the State Department says
Dutch repatriation flights do not reflect our standard practice and should not be relied upon as an option for U.S. citizens under potential risk of quarantine by local authorities.
Brownlee says before getting on a plane or cruise ship, Americans should check for any travel advisories or warnings concerning coronavirus. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
Medical researchers are racing to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus.
Scientists at the Texas genetic engineering company Grepex say they have produced an effective vaccine. However, it is not ready for testing on humans, but is ready for animal trials and review by federal regulators. According to Grepex, the vaccine is built on an adenovirus and does not use any form of the coronavirus. Because the coronavirus is so misunderstood, spread so fast, and has killed a number of people, experts did not want a chance, including a live or even inactivated form, to construct the vaccine. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Here's a diet people can get behind. Have a big breakfast.
New evidence that breakfast can be the most important meal of the day, especially if you want to keep your weight in check. German researchers found that eating a big breakfast instead of a big dinner can help a person burn twice as many calories. It works by juicing up the metabolism and keeping it going longer through the day. Eating a low-calorie breakfast worked the opposite way, increasing the appetite, especially for sweets. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.